Get Jocelyn to dance in the background.
Yeah.
Grooves in the heart.
Dig. I don't remember the words.
Something, something.
Joel, he's stuck in it now. Eh? He's not going to come out till the end of the show.
It's working, man. It's working.
Yeah, yeah. So, Joel, did you see that amazing thing we were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine.
I have rum and eggnog. Give me 5 minutes.
This is the Citadel Cafe. This is the Citadel Cafe, episode number 47. Recorded live on Wednesday, December 19th, our holiday episode. Woo! And to those of us watching live, I'm on video. Hi. I am Joel Duggan. I have been Joel Duggan since the day I was born. You can find everything that I do on starcrossedonline.com. To my right is Mr. Peyton Francis from cardboardtreehouse.com. Peyton, how are you doing this evening?
I'm full of ramen eggnog
and rigor
shortbreads and butter and
sugar.
Bacon. Oh, it's good.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm
fantastic. Good. To my other right,
who's that?
The dramatic return.
What?
Chad is in the house.
Wicked,
Mr. Chad Merlin.
Woo!
All the way from somewhere in Canada. I think we've said that you live in Quebec before. If we haven't, I just said it now, so that's that. Mr. Chad Merlin, how are you, sir?
Feels like home.
There's no place like home. Click, click. There's no place like home. Click, click.
It's like home. Hi, guys.
As soon as the quivers are over, or actually, while he's getting that out of his system, I should tell everybody that if you're new to the Citadel Cafe, this is where we three come to hang out to talk about the things that we have been into lately. We gravitate towards geeky sci-fi fantasy stuff, but tonight is not just any night. Tonight is our holiday special. So we're going to be talking about Christmas favorite traditions, Christmas movies, TV specials, musics, foods, and other things that are plural when they don't have to be. I've had a stressful evening already. I have tried and tried and tried to get this show out on time and on video, and I've failed miserably. So everybody at home will only get the audio when all is said and done. But the cool thing that is happening tonight is that we have several listeners and guests that are going to stop by and share in the holiday revelry, including my rum and eggnog.
Decking the motherfucking halls, yo.
Exactly.
Son of a nutcracker.
Yeah. So we can start off, I guess, by just saying this will be the last TCC of 2012.
Of the Mayan calendar.
The Mayan calendar. Maybe the last TCC ever, depending on how things go on Friday. We will be returning on January 2nd, if everybody else is available to do so, which is the first Wednesday of the new year. Hopefully no one will be so hungover that 2 days later it's still a problem. And hopefully no one will be back to work yet. That is the plan anyway. So the other Wednesday in between would be Boxing Day. So that's why we're going to skip that week and allow everybody to just kind of chill out with their families and enjoy all that kind of stuff. That's basically all the warm-up I have for this episode because we're running late and I wanted to dive right in. So I thought the three of us could catch up and see what's going on, seeing as there are now more of us than there were the last time that Chad was on the show.
One more stocking under the tree.
Chad, fill everybody in. Like, what? You are now a dad.
I'm a dad.
You're a dad.
Yes.
So how did everything go?
My wife had the most ideal pregnancy I think you could have. You know, like, good. We got really lucky. Everything was great. We entered the hospital on a Wednesday morning on the 42nd week. And then we left the hospital the following Monday. It was a very prolonged stay in the hospital. everybody's healthy now. Everybody's doing great, kicking, you know, and screaming, as it were. But Chad never, ever wants to experience those days ever again.
Wow.
Yeah, it's enough to scare the crap out of anybody, you know. But no, everything, the people that were there at the hospital were professional, and anything that came up was taken care of. My wife's an absolute hardcore trooper. And my kid, well, God love her. She's great. So yeah, daddy is happy. Took us about all of a day to get a routine in this house after leaving the hospital. So my wife still does the hardcore stuff at night because, we haven't started the pumping yet. So if anybody's familiar with babies and stuff like that, but once that's going, and daddy will start taking his turn time.
Which is so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so no, everything's going really good. We're just packing up. We're going to go visit the in-laws right now too. So this is our first road trip with the child, one of many to come, I'm sure. So this is a little test, little quick jaunt down to the in-laws for a little bit. So we'll see how that goes. So,
right on. Yeah. And her name is Lena, correct?
Yes.
Right. And what? How do you pronounce the middle name?
Well, it's a French name, actually. It's my my wife's mother's name. It's Violin.
And
that's my best guess. That's my best, with my best, not translation, my goodness, here we go already. my best way of accent. Where did that word come from? Oh, I was digging in the back for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's she has a bilingual first name. Her pronunciation, thank you. But I was using the accent.
Yes.
Anyways, just to help GIS Gamer in the chat room there. Anyway.
she give you trouble at all.
No, not at all. I'm wearing a Habs jersey, by the way, in case you're listening. Mm. Habs rule, Leafs rule. Oh! Anyway, sorry. Bilingual first name, French middle name, English last name. So we thought we'd cover all the bases with this one.
Nice.
Yeah.
So very, very cool.
That's where we're at right now.
So I guess, well, you'd already mentioned that you're diving into traveling to the in-laws. So that's what you are up to this Christmas, eh?
Yes, no, that's for sure. We're going down there. We're going to do their tradition. It's a little off from what I'm used to. And okay. Joel, you've sort of experienced some of my traditions too.
Well, yeah, I spent last Christmas with you guys.
Yeah. So, we're going to do a dinner on the 22nd on Saturday. I'm not saying I'm not looking forward. Of course I am, because she has a great family, but it's in order for everybody to get together.
That's when it has to happen.
Yeah. So that's, you know, you make ends. You're sorry. My God, here. I can't get anything out here. But yeah, no, it's going to be fun. I mean, they're great family, great people. It's
cool.
It's going to be weird to have it all on the 22nd. I've never done that before. Right. So it'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, something that I'll mention too about what's happening with me is that, I know I've mentioned on the show before that Christmoctober happens.
Yeah.
For me in October, Thanksgiving in Canada is also Christmas for me in Canada with my mother and my stepfather, who are normally in Florida by now. So that for me is now a tradition, but was a big change at first. And it was really weird to not have Mom and Barry here at the holidays. It was weird to have Christmas half over before it even started. So now that stuff is all kind of back to normal, or is normal, Mom and Barry are going to be here because they haven't left yet for Florida. Mom hasn't been feeling well, so that she had to get some tests and stuff done. And if even the slightest prescription changes and the health insurance changes, it makes it a real pain in the ass to go to the States. So she's not going until she's sure she's fine.
Okay.
So, I mean, everything's fine. It's nothing serious, just indigestion and stuff. But so now she knows she's going to be here for the holidays. So this year, it's actually going to be Jocelyn and I making dinner for Mom and Barry.
Nice.
Yeah, which is going to be super fun, and it's going to be just the four of us. So it's really tiny, because Andrea and her boyfriend Greg are going to his father's for Christmas Day. So, which is what they want to do, and they've decided that they just want to keep one thing Christmas Day, keep it simple. You know, they get up, they do Christmas, they go to his dad's place, and that's it. And it's going to be super fun, because he's got brothers and sisters, and, you know, he's got nieces and nephews and stuff. So, I mean, having the four of us for Christmas, it's going to be good, but again, it's going to be a change. And those changes are always hard to get used to until, like, you know, 3 or 4 years later when it's just old hat, right? Because you guys have been traveling every year.
Six years, man.
Yeah.
6 years now. I've been traveling for Christmas to go down there every year. You know, and now this is, no, sorry. This will be the second year I've spent it in Hawkesbury.
Right.
So, yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah. So yes. You're looking forward to a time when you can actually have Christmas just at home with...
My own bloody tree.
Yeah. Right on. And Peyton, have you been able to do that yet? Do you guys do Christmas at home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. That's one of the things that I wanted to make sure is when we had the addition that we were going to start our own family traditions, you know, because I got family in BC, Ontario, Newfoundland, all the place. I'm not, you know, we'll do the odd traveling summertime, but, you know, I'm not taking the ferry across the Gulf to... Newfoundland in the middle of winter. You can stuck outside the harbor for 4 days and see the land, but you can't get in because of the wind, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've done some traveling stuff over the years. Yeah. One Christmas of note was when the millennium came in 2000.
Okay.
I took Lee home to Newfoundland because I thought, you know, if Y2K actually hits, what safer place to be is Newfoundland with no computers. So, you know, like, you know, lots of big game around, you'd be fine, right?
Yeah.
So, right.
I took her home for that. Moves. Yeah. That was fun. So, but yeah, no, we stick around close to home. A couple years ago, we did a cruise that was fun, but for the most part, we stick here. So yeah.
Cool. And you guys have family in town though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Lee's mother and sister and you know, the lot are all here. Her dad's up in about an hour and a half away from here, but he comes up on Christmas, so it all works out. So
yeah. So are you guys all done your holiday shopping?
We have actually made the conscious decision to cut back. You know, we've got a couple of things for the boy. You know, a few things for the wife. She's got I got a copy of The Art of Paranorman, so I'm really happy about that. That's all I really wanted, so that's under the tree for me. But other than that, you know, socks, whatever. You know, it just, you know, we've both been working so much for the past while that the idea of having a week uninterrupted time of just family and no work is really, really valuable and important. So we're focusing more on that. So, and we're going to probably do some more, get some more babysitters and, you know, spend a little more time together in the evenings as well. So, but yeah, no, it's just family, man. That's what it's all about. So
I have all my gifts now. I've opened up all my gifts. I'm using them and everything. And it's a little weird because we didn't want to cart all that stuff down to our parents because we got all the stuff for the baby. In her little tubby and our play yard. And, you know, that's like, that's literally like 10 cubic feet already, you know, of like space.
And you guys drive an SUV.
Well, yeah, but I mean, then plus you got the baby seat and Julie's going to sit in the back with her. And then, you know, that's, they can't fold the seats down. So I got to pile it to the roof and I hate not being able to see out my back window.
Right. Oh.
So, yeah. But hey, Joel, did you ever get that email I sent you a while back about, you know, want that crazy coffee maker?
Crazy coffee maker. I don't know if I got that.
I sent you a link or an email with a link embedded in it. And I don't know because you didn't comment. So maybe you didn't open it.
I might have missed it, dude. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's Breville makes a this coffee maker that grinds the beans and you set the intensity and the flavor, the strength and the flavor of the coffee yourself. It has 9 different cup size settings and it also does a 10 cup carafe if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, so cool. I got that for Christmas.
Nice.
I was a little shocked when I saw that, but I've been using that already. And
and much enjoying it?
I am very much enjoying it. I made what I think is my favorite cup of coffee I've ever had homemade.
Oh, wow.
The first shot I did it. The only thing I did wrong is I used a Tim Hortons home mug, and the size I selected was actually one size too big, so it went right to the brim. So I couldn't put any cream or sugar in. So I downsized it one, and it was the perfect amount, and it tasted amazing. So I'm pretty happy right now. And I'm officially a dad because I got a pair of slippers for Christmas that are awesome.
Nice. Like
North Face, and they've got goose down inside of them.
Oh,
so.
Nice. You're all set.
Yeah, I'm good to go. Coffee and slippers. Give me my baby.
Well, speaking of Christmas weather, we got a lot of snow around here today.
Yeah.
Not a lot of it stayed in the city, but my mother sent pictures up from the valley, and they've got 6 or 8 inches of snow down there.
Yeah. That's cute. That's a cute amount, you guys.
Yes.
That's cute.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of snow that I don't mind. right?
I have a 3.5-foot drift out in front of my door.
That's awesome.
Winter is coming, right?
Winter's here.
Well, that's not winter, Chad. That's just fall giving you a kiss.
Yeah, that's exactly hugging me.
Yeah.
Felt.
Yeah. Or smothering you. I love you, Chad.
Yeah. So, Chad, with the house now and the snow drift, have you figured out the best way to shovel your driveway to minimize the next drift?
No, because I'm in a row house and it's right out. And it actually, I can shovel and shovel and shovel. And then the only thing I can figure is if I put up a snow fence. Because I'm on the end unit, and then the next unit is probably 30 feet to the other side. And it's, I don't know if you know anything about wind and jet engines and everything, but there's converging, diverging. So as the building converges, velocity increases when it comes together. So as the wind blows between them, it gets faster and then it swirls. And so anyways, that's what's going on out in front of my place all the time. I'd have to put up a snow fence to really deal with that.
Okay.
No, Chad, the snow nerd. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Well, there's definitely a way of doing it properly, you know, depending on where it comes across. Like growing up, our driveway, we had like a 60-foot driveway. And if you put it on the left side, the drift was away from the driveway. You didn't have to worry about it after a while.
Okay.
But when my sister helped me with the driveway, she always put it on the right, which made more work for me for the rest of the winter because it kept building up and building up. So I wouldn't let her near the driveway. I'm like, make it more work for me. Get back in the house. Right? Anyway.
Too funny. So do you guys have any traditions that you are either going to miss this year or possibly traditions that you're happy to be done with, things you don't like?
Well, we have one tradition that dates back to when I was a kid. We have, everyone has these chocolate advent calendars, right? Well, we have a cloth one growing up with a little mouse that you move from one to the next. And my sister, mother, father, and I, it was always a race at midnight, like hip check into the wall, tripping people in order to get it, right? And there was no chocolate involved. It was just bragging rights.
Okay.
So it got to the point that about 10 years ago, my sister and I were home in Newfoundland. And she only got in on a Christmas Eve, and I got the last one.
Oh.
And she's a grown woman with three kids. She started crying.
No.
Right. Yeah. So I put it back, and then she did it. And she stopped crying. Like, it doesn't count though, you know. So anyway, so when we got married, like the one we had home had 24 days. But when we got married, my mother gave me one that has 25 on it. So my wife and I, like for the first of all, it was literally like one time I hip checked her into a wall getting to it, right? but now that we have our son, it's much more carefree. We're like, whoever gets it, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But that was, you know, when I opened that, I'm like, oh, there's 25. Mom, son of a, oh, it was so. But every year on the first, it comes out, and every year, you know, it's the same sort of fight. So it'll be neat when he gets older and we'll be able to renew the actual, you know, him knocking me down to get at it.
Oh, geez, that'll come soon enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. The internet is full of all the advent calendars that are cases of beer now. It's actually like I've never seen it before until 3 weeks ago, and now it's old.
I'm
posting that picture.
Yeah. How about you, Chad? Anything you're happy to implement or get rid of with your family?
I'll never say get rid of with my family, but I would never have anything. No, I just, you know, I just don't want to jinx anything. But I always like going out to my grandmother's on Christmas Eve. There's never any gift exchanges. I really, with my mom's side of the family, gifts are very minimal. We don't give a lot of gifts out there. So it's just go out, have some cookies. My grandfather's usually always got a big, I say, seafood chowder. And I mean, like, you can't find potatoes because there's too much fish and shellfish and stuff in there, right? So, like, he buys like 10 or 12 lobsters and throws them in there and scallops and all that. So I can't stand it, but I mean, it's nice. My wife loves it. She gets the kids, oh, this is great. Oh my God, stuff in her face. There's always wine and just, you know, good Christmas cheer, you know, real good Christmas cheer. And I'll miss that this year. Whatchamacallit. But I mean, now I'm going down with my wife's family this year, and maybe the night before, it might only be my wife and I, my daughter, and my parents, my step-parents, or parents, my
in-laws.
In-laws, yeah. But Father,
or you can call them those people if you want as well.
Yeah, but yeah. Maybe we'll do something ourselves this year and just make something up, so it'll be fun. I'm going to miss my dad's turkey dinner because he just makes tons of everything, right? So I really enjoy that. He just overdoes everything. Just here, eat, you know. Yeah. And
It's funny. I mean, we can get onto food later on in the show, but it's funny how much food and change in the meal affects, you know, like what you feel is Christmas and whether or not you're going to have a different thing. Like mm-hmm. I've gone down to different places for turkey dinner. I mean, I had your dad's turkey dinner last year, which is great. Mm-hmm. Down at Cow Bay, my dad's friends, Myrne Earl, invited us down one year and we had turkey dinner there. And I mean, turkey is turkey, but it's all the other side things that are often things that you miss. Like a lot of people, different stuffing happens. Like because my mom does potato stuffing. A lot of people do bread stuffing. Different desserts, that kind of thing. But the thing that's going to be the biggest change for me this year, I've got one positive, obviously, Jocelyn is here. So we're going to be spending Christmas together, mm-hmm. Which is super cool. But the, drawback of that is that as happy as I am for my sister, and we will see her on Christmas Eve, but Christmas Day, it's always been just kind of the immediate family. Well, Andrea also has a significant other now, so she's going to be going down to Greg's. So I won't see Andrea at all outside of hanging out with Dad Christmas Eve. And Andrea and I were always kind of like hanging out with each other when we were the only people in town, hanging out with Dad the next day. We'd watch like a certain, you know, set of movies Christmas Eve, and that just kind of became our thing. So that's the big change this year, is that I won't be spending that time with Andrea, and you know, everybody's growing up, everybody's moving on, moving out, and
we're almost 40, man.
So yeah. Nice.
Boom.
Nice. There's a race to 40, and I'm quite happy to not be the one that's going to win that.
It's not
going to
be me.
No, not going to be me either. Those are the things that are going to be the biggest changes for me this year. I mean, I don't mind so much the changes in food as I used to, but I'm always happy to try new ones. And we've got lots of new stuff to try this year because Jocelyn's got different stuffing. She's got different desserts. I've got different things that I like to make a tradition. And we're actually really looking forward to making some new traditions, you know, picking a different movie to watch Christmas Eve that neither one of us are used to. You know, that way, it's not something that's not being forced on, but like I'm not bringing something in that she's not used to, and she's not bringing something in that I'm not used to. We're just going to pick something new together. And I think it looks like A Wonderful Life is going to be on the list. So that should be kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw that for the first time like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah. I really like it. So while we're a good segue into, you know, holiday movies and holiday television specials and stuff like that. And we have a listener on the line, Andrea Lemkuhl. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How's
Hello.
It going?
Hello.
Good job with the last name.
Hey, thanks. Well, you did help me out with that.
I did a little bit.
Yeah. And I have to say, I had a friend in university who was Joe Cool, and his name was not quite the same as yours, but it was a K at the start of the of Cool. So I was like, I think I know how it goes, but I'm gonna have to ask her anyway just to make sure it goes smoothly on the show.
That's totally cool. It's not an easy last name.
Yeah, well, I can imagine you probably get all kinds of different versions.
Every once in a while I get a Z instead of an L.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. So we brought you in because you had sent us a message to talk with us about your favorite holiday movies and television specials. So this is where we were going to share ours. But you're the guest. Let's start with you. What are your favorite holiday movies?
I actually last year for the first time watched Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
I'm not familiar with that at all.
No, I looked it up and I couldn't get into reading it, so sorry.
That's okay. I had never heard of it before. It's actually a Jim Henson Muppets.
Oh, cool.
I did
it's
see
like
that.
Three Muppets.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I had to look up what it was based off of. It's The Gift of the Magi, where the wife wants to buy a watch for her husband. And in order to buy the watch, she has to make money, and she cuts off all of her hair, and he's really upset, and she buys the watch anyway. Like, she bought the watch anyway, so now they are both upset. So
Yeah, doesn't she want to buy a chain for his watch? He sells the watch in order to buy her a comb or something?
Yeah, that's what it is. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, no, I didn't mean to correct you. It was just, anyway, sorry.
No, it's all good.
Yeah. I could barely remember it. I had to look it up on Wikipedia. I knew there was something in there about a watch and hair. That's all I knew.
But that's quickly climbing the charts for you as one of the favorites?
It's one of my, like, mid ones. I actually like to watch White Christmas.
Oh, it's big.
I know it's an impossible movie, but I still like it anyway.
Right on.
Yeah.
There we go. See, it wouldn't be a TCC episode without Chad singing at some point.
Yeah.
For which we apologize. Yeah, right on. I don't think I've ever seen all of White Christmas. I've seen parts of it.
No, I haven't either. No, that's always the commercial that comes on. And like, this year, White Christmas, on Saturday before Christmas, I'm dreaming. And then you're like, okay, look at them on a stage in a fake background. And he's dressed as Santa, but not quite Santa because he has no beard, no belly. Okay, I'm not watching that. As a kid, you're like, I'm not watching that. I'm not watching that. There's no Rudolph. There's no abominable snowman. What's going on?
Yeah, where's Yukon Cornelius when you need him, right?
Which one is Yukon?
Oh, he's the guy from the Rankin Bass stuff.
Yeah. Bumbles bounce.
Yeah. Right on. So that's one of your mediums, and the otter one is the medium. You've got White Christmas is probably one of your top. Any particular holiday
guilty
movies?
Guilty
pleasures or holiday movies that you think stink?
Oh yes, there's one called Home for the Holidays. It is horrible.
Awful. Is that Nick Cage?
I don't know.
Or is it the Robert Downey Jr. one for sitting around Thanksgiving?
I couldn't finish it. I couldn't get through 10 minutes of it. It was horrible.
Wow.
I don't remember. Jonathan?
Sorry. I was thinking, is it the kid from Home Alone, from the Home Improvement one?
Home for the Holidays with Ann Hunter and Anne Bancroft.
Oh.
Not familiar at all.
Oh, I wasn't either, and somebody raved about it. When I was watching a really good another movie at a friend's house, and I was like, "Oh, I should get that." I like hunted it down at like the used DVD store and bought it, and it's horrid.
Oh,
so horrid.
Suckered in, eh? Yes, and Robert Downey Jr. is in that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about bad Christmas movies, I finally took the time earlier this year to watch Elf. And I've talked about it on the show already, so I will not. Thank you. Someone else that doesn't like Elf. Yes.
I've never sat through the whole thing, but I can't say I hate it because I do like Will Ferrell.
Andrea and I versus the world. I'm not a fan. I won't go into any detail. Boo, hiss, etc. There's lots of stuff out there that you think would be great because so many people like it, and you get a chance to watch it, and it just blows. And it's like, I don't understand. Maybe I'm too old. I am almost 40.
Yeah.
You know, like there's lots of things going on, but that's me. Peyton, what are your favorites? Anything special?
Favorites? Christmas Vacation.
That's classic.
Buddy.
Yep.
And, you know, but it's funny. I watched it the other day and I realized like, wow, I'm the same age as Clark Griswold. This is weird. Like growing up, I remember watching it, and I was like, the kid's age. You totally were from the kid's perspective, and now I'm the old guy. I'm like,
man. Have you seen the old Navy commercials on TV?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man, it's brutal. Yeah. Hey, Clark, if he gets to humping on your leg, it's best just to let him finish.
Yeah. Yeah. Little Mississippi leg hound in him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clark, she wrapped her cat.
So many good lines. Jocelyn hasn't seen it yet, so I'm really looking forward to introducing her. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to introducing her to that. I'm sorry, what did you say, Andrea?
Oh, I just have never seen Home Alone.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I saw one of my favorites is Home Alone.
Oh.
And I saw it one of the first times when I was a kid, and I can still watch the first one. The second one is just horrid, and I won't do it. But I forgot to mention Home Alone is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And The Holiday with the singer. Oh, goodness.
The Holiday? Oh, Queen Latifah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I've heard that's good.
Movie I was watching.
Yeah, doesn't she get like misdiagnosed or something? If she's gonna die, she goes on this big wicked vacation and anyway. Good times.
Yeah.
We're, love, this is the portion of the show where we partially remember all of the things that we think are so special about the holidays.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Probably the, you know, too much Roman eggnog while watching these movies means like you kind of mash two together and, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is on the Griswolds' front lawn and then the snowman comes into Love Actually. And all this kind of congeals together, right, in one big lump of movie.
But you know, just to go back, not to really spoil Christmas Vacation, but like Joel, you remember you said you saw it in the theater too.
Yes, I did.
And I remember seeing it in the movie theater as well. But it's funny, I'll never forget with Randy Quaid dressed up and he's got the dickie underneath his shirt. And the mock turtleneck, but it's like just a little bit and he's wearing a white shirt and you can see it. It's such a grease ball, man. Oh my God. Oh, I can't wait to watch that movie again.
Yeah, but, no, there's, it's definitely, I think I actually have a digital copy of it for us to watch. And if not, I mean, I'm sure that, I mean, if you've got an Apple TV, it's probably for rent.
Oh yes, it is. It
the
is,
season,
is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really nothing beats A Christmas Story with Ralphie and the BB gun and all that.
You'll shoot your eye out.
See, now when you get into Christmas specials, I'm always hit and miss. Like I have to confess that I've never been a real fan of A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
I remember watching it as a kid and finding it really slow. And I don't like the Charlie Brown ones either. I know everybody raves about them, and they've always got a special place for a lot of people. But I can't watch them now. They're just not at all.
There's a big article the other day about the Charlie Brown specials, and basically how they're saying they shouldn't be aired anymore because it was one of the first Christmas specials made, like as a cartoon.
Yeah.
And you know, Schultz's big thing was anti-consumerism, but now is like the epitome of consumerism. You know, you can go to any card store and it's all there. It's all about trying to recapture your childhood, but for a price. You know, you can go into Home Hardware or Canadian Tire and you can buy the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. $20, right? And it's just, is there really a point to it? At the same time, you know, you got that and you've got, you know, Chuck Jones's A Grinch, and that movie makes more money every year than the previous year, so they're going to keep airing it, of course, right?
You guys not like The Grinch?
Oh no, I love it. Right?
You're talking about Chuck Jones. The animated one.
It's great. Yeah.
I'm going to say something right here that's going to shake the very pillars of the internet. I'm not a big Dr. Seuss fan.
No.
That's the internet,
shaking.
Yeah.
I had, you know, green eggs and ham as a kid. I had a couple of them and the Grinch and, you know, give me my realism, you know?
Yeah. As long as it's not the Jim Carrey version of the Grinch, then I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, you will like Dr. Seuss though as you're reading it to your kid because some of the books are a lot of fun and
Is it translated into French?
I'm sure you could probably find one.
Winfish, Dewfish, Trois Fish, Bluefish.
I wanted to tell you about this, Joel. The Canada Reads, CBC Canada Reads, has a thing on Twitter right now that they have Zeusisms, and they were people, you know, Christmas Zeusisms were like saying like a Zeus word, but that means something else. And ham, there was a really good one that I should have wrote it down. I shouldn't even have brought it up because I'm not going to get to the good stuff because I can't remember. It's that show of forgetting stuff. Hey!
Show title.
Anyways, it was good. So Zeus, but anyways, I don't like him, so
nice. What about you, Andrea? Any Christmas specials that are high on the must watch over the Christmas season?
If I could catch the Grinch, the animated one, you can bet I'm watching that one. And then I do like Rudolph, the it's the animated one where his nose glows and there's the mountain of ice
the Rankin Bass one.
The Island of Misfit Toys and
yes
and that's classic and I like that too. I have a couple that have quickly wormed their way into my heart, which is the Prep and Landing. Both Prep and Landing, the first one, and Prep and Landing Naughty or Nice. They're just short little 22 minute TV, like half an hour spots, but they're really well done. Like, they're produced by John Lasseter. They're CG animated at Disney, and they are freaking hilarious.
Very, very well done.
Yeah.
That's going to have to go on my list. I've never heard of it.
Oh, they're so good, Andrea. It's basically just these, the premise is just that they're elves, and they're part of the prep and landing team. They go into the houses and they prep the houses for Santa when he lands. And it's all very like military special ops, like, you know, night vision goggles and walkie talkies and candy cane grappling hooks, all kinds of fun stuff.
You check the temperature of the milk, make sure it won't make him sick and all that.
Yeah. No nuts in the cookies. Like, it just, it's all this kind of crazy stuff. I introduced Jocelyn to them the other night and she'd heard about them. And she thought that they were really good. And she was teasing me all last year because I was really excited about them because I hadn't seen them. And they're just so well animated. And one of the characters in there, which is what Jocelyn gives me a hard time about, is this little brown-haired elf that's like the kingpin elf that runs everything. Like, she is the schedule person. She is the head of all the things that happen.
Sergeant Major.
Yeah, all the things that happen on Christmas Eve. And her name is McGee. And I have a cartoon crush on McGee. I don't know what it is about this character's personality. It's, well, Peyton, you can identify, I think, when I say, like, you know, there's just that cartoon character that has that crazy appeal. You know, like, there's, I remember in animation school, our friend Mike Feyender, he had a big thing for Harley Quinn from the Batman shows.
Yeah.
So I have a thing for McGee. I don't know how to explain it.
Mine was Janice, the bass player from the Muppets.
Nice.
Very, very cool. Oh man! Well, to bring up the Muppets, that's my other must-watch television special, is the Muppet Family Christmas, the one where they all go to Fozzie's house, Fozzie's mother's house, and there's the icy patch. What?
No.
What rock? Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
You're not pulling my leg.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh my god, dude! I'm gonna have to lend you that. That is hilarious. It's really hard to catch on TV these days because when the Muppets changed hands. For copyrights to Disney. Disney didn't buy the rights to all the songs that were in that Christmas special. They had to cut out those songs and then cut out those segments that lead up to those songs. So there's a huge missing portion of this show. And I have a downloaded copy from before. Somebody had, like, you know, recorded it on DVR or something like that, or VHS or something way back in the day. And they digitized it and put it out on the internet. So I actually have a copy as I remember watching it growing up. So I will send you a copy of it. It's a half an hour type show, but it is great. So much fun. Andrea, have you seen that one?
I don't think I have. The Muppets are kind of, I watched them a long time ago and don't remember them as well.
Right.
So... yeah, the show of forgetting.
Yeah.
Well, Joel's almost 40. He remembers them when they were airing in the 70s.
I don't need this. I don't need this heart. You can have it. There you go. On a platter. Cool. Well, Chad, what about you? Anything going on with your Christmas special plans? I mean, obviously you're going to be out of home, so you might be limited to what your in-laws want to watch on the TV, but any things that you cannot miss as far as television specials?
I don't want to miss Christmas Vacation. I remember I used to watch the Christmas Daddies telethon back home all the time, too. You know, do you remember the Christmas Daddies? And it was like the ATV, just like 24 hours straight. They just did a telethon and raised money. Mm-hmm, there's always Christmas stuff. So that was fun to watch. But Christmas Vacation is always, you know, will be a classic for the rest of the time, obviously, as well. We've already... discuss the hell out of that, but the Scrooge, the Alistair Sim version, not the washed up 90s actor that does a TV special on, you know, based on the Scrooge story. No, not that. Alistair Sim, 1951, you know, Jacob Marley, you know, he's in there and he's the old classic. I love, if you get the opportunity to sit down and watch that one, it's a good classic one.
Yeah.
But what's always kind of forgotten, people always say, like, on the internets, and they're like, what's your favorite Christmas movie? And people go, Die Hard, because it happened on Christmas Eve and it's awesome. But there's always one action movie that gets forgotten that was a Christmas movie as well. Not so much on Christmas Eve, but it's classic. The opening theme is Jingle Bell Rock, you know.
Hmm.
A guy gets... kill drinking eggnog. Okay. It's filmed in California, so sometimes it's hard to pick it up. Cops are singing Christmas carols, and Gary Busey shoots a TV with Scrooge on the screen, and he says, it's goddamn Christmas, when he shoots the screen. Do you guys know what movie I'm talking about?
Point Break?
Nope.
Is it Lethal Weapon?
Yes. Ha! Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
We have a winner.
Winning. Red,
5 points.
I get all the things. Yeah, I didn't know what you were talking about until you said Gary Busey. And I was like, oh, I know that one.
He was what was his name? Mr. Joshua. He played Mr. Joshua. That's that same albino jackrabbit son of a bitch.
Jeez. I haven't seen it as many times as you have, obviously.
No, I have it on Blu-ray. I got it really cheap, so.
Right on. Well, before we move on to the next section, Andrea, do you have any Christmas traditions and special things that you actually do with family and friends around the holidays that you want to share?
We have a running joke of that I've bought my sister stationery for Christmas. It sounds, yeah.
You're the favorite sister.
I am. I'm the only sister.
Oh.
Only and favorite. So she has this annoying habit of asking me, what did you get me for Christmas? What did you get me for Christmas? What did you get me for Christmas? And so finally I just started lying to her. And I told her that one time that I got her stationery and she believed me. So that's been our running joke for like the rest of our lives. What do you want for Christmas? Stationery.
Nice.
What'd you get me? Stationery. yeah. I'm a horrible sister. I get her stationery.
But can she use it?
You could send her digital stationery now. Be like templates on Google Plus or something.
Oh, man. Brutal. Free dude, don't you ever free. Do that to me.
Done.
Christmas 2012, inspired by the Citadel Cafe. What can you say? Right on. Well, thanks so much for calling in. It was a pleasure to meet and chat with you. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of other people we're going to bring in the rest of the show, but have a happy holidays, and we'll hopefully catch you in the new year.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Andrea.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Cool. Alrighty, so we thought that the most logical thing to move on to next would be food.
Food.
We all love the holiday foods. You know, there's got your turkey and your stuffing and
food hangover.
Well, it's like we said last time on the show, don't hug anybody too hard after Christmas, because the only thing worse than a Christmas hangover is Christmas puke. We wouldn't want that to happen to anybody. Coming to join us to talk about Christmas food and Christmas goodies is Ryan Murphy from the Gamers Inn. Ryan, what's going on, man?
I'm not eating.
You're not eating.
I wish I was.
You're not. Oh, not even like Christmas
cookies?
No, wait.
I didn't mean it like that. Well, there are Christmas cookies cooling in the kitchen, and I said to Ashley, "Why don't we have some hot chocolate, and we can have some cookies later." And I shouldn't have set him up like that.
No, not at all, sir. No.
Well, I mean, I figured he's back after being away for a while. I'd give him an easy one.
Throw him a bone.
Started saying, like, we should have some hot chocolate.
And dip cookies. Those cookies, baby. Yeah. Dip those cookies.
That's exactly what I sounded like. I mean, that's how I sound like whenever I talk to people.
Yeah.
Just not on podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, baby, melt those marshmallows.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You can melt my marshmallows.
Reports.
Yeah. Can you take the cookie pan out of the oven again? Just another one more. Just one more time. One more time. Slower. Yeah.
And whip your hair around.
Slow motion.
Loser belt to burn her face on a.
Jeez.
If she listens to this, I'm dead.
Oh, man. She should bring you Christmas cookies. She should bring all of us Christmas cookies.
Yeah.
What kind of Christmas cookies are they? Are they shortbreads? Are they gingerbreads?
I'm going to get hell for this. They are the standard, what are they? What's the company? You know, the Pillsbury Doughboy guy?
Okay.
Yeah. They're just like the crappy, like, not crappy. They taste delicious, but they're the Christmas cookies you get that are like in the packaging.
Okay.
Oh, so you broke that tube open and then put them on the pan.
No, they were in cardboard, so they were even easier. They were pre-cut and everything.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Everybody, Christmas baking at Ryan's house.
Yeah.
Turn the microwave on, honey.
No, we do use the oven.
Let's have some hot chocolate with that. Put the microwave on, you know what I'm saying?
Set the timer, baby. Oh, yeah.
Drop the egg in a glass of milk, get a warm Pop-Tart.
Oh, jeez. There's a line, and then there's Peyton. Bye, Peyton. See you later. So speaking of Ryan's house, actually, are you guys going to be in a new house before the holidays, or is it after?
It's after, so unfortunately we're not going to be able to spend Christmas in the new house, but I can, like, walk over there and look in the window on Christmas
Because that's
Day.
Not creepy at all.
Can I have some more?
Well, practically at that point, it's like half our house anyways, right? So.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You just be like in the window, like just mouthing really clearly, "I own half of you. You're all
right,
mine."
Your arms around the house and just hold it. I own half.
No, if anything, I'll have to start. As I've been told, the purging is loose or cracking or whatever, some house problem that I need to fix.
Purging.
Yeah. Purging? I thought it was purging.
Purging.
Well, yeah, it depends on. Watch Mike Holmes. He does pretty good pronunciation on that stuff.
I'll have to do that.
Okay. So Ryan, what kind of traditions do you guys have? Do you guys go to Ashley's folks' place? Do you go to your folks' place? Do you have to, like, trade the day and split it in half? Like, what do you guys end up doing on Christmas?
A couple years ago, up until last year, we would go our separate ways for the holiday. And because I was now working in town and had access to a car and whatnot, I decided that it would be, last year was the first year I actually deviated from tradition. 23 years of going home for Christmas and doing the exact same thing to now staying in Peterborough and doing Christmas with Ashley's family. So that was interesting last year, and I wasn't really sure how it was going to go. It went fine. It went wonderfully. I had a great time. So this year we're doing the same thing. We're doing, you know, Mass Christmas Eve and then Chinese food for Christmas after Mass, which is great.
Oh, cool.
Chinese food is an awesome tradition. And then Christmas morning, open a couple gifts here and then head over to her parents and have a big, huge traditional Christmas where I get to, like, rip paper off gifts and scream like a little girl. It's great.
Nice. Very, very cool. So, and do they cook the same kind of, you know, turkey dinner that you'd be used to at home?
Yeah. It's a traditional turkey dinner. I mean, her father's Dutch. So from my understanding is they do some Dutch stuff. Like, they have some special cookies that I've never had before.
Pepper juice?
I don't know. What was that again?
Pomfridges.
Pomfridges? I don't know.
It sounds delicious.
What do they taste like? They're
like little half circles. Mm-hmm. And like little domes, and just basically sugar and flour, and it's delicious, and they coat it in icing sugar. It's really, really good. Anyway.
No, I don't think that
Peyton
was
describes every cookie ever.
But that sounds delicious. I'll have to put my request in. Can I have Pumpridges,
yeah.
I know. I mean, keep in mind you are going to be asking to have some of her mom's cookies.
Yeah, I mean, that's
it might not go over well.
Yes. never mind.
I'm refraining from saying.
You thought we were past that, but I, you know.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Yeah. it's funny how everybody has, like, different Christmas cookies and different desserts and stuff like that. One of my favorite things about the holidays, which my sister now does, my mom bakes them in October, but my sister bakes them in December, and they are, I don't know how to describe it other than they're my grandmother's Christmas cookies. They're a brown sugar cookie, so they're not a shortbread, and they're not a hard sugar cookie. Because they're brown sugar, they're a little bit fluffier, mm-hmm. and they're sandwiched. There's icing between two cookies, and then there's mm-hmm. icing on the top of it with a cherry on top, or a part of it.
I saw the pictures on Facebook.
Yes.
Amazing.
They are fantastic.
I've actually tasted them. They are very good.
Yeah,
actually.
They're very, very good. And Andrea is very good at making them. She's learned from my mom, who learned from my grandmother, so it's all very kind of, like, I guess, in-house.
That's very important, actually, to do that, because if you just try to follow the recipe, half times, like, they'll drop on you and they'll just go sideways. And
too much butter will destroy a cookie.
Exactly.
No, for sure.
Baking time is really big with these because they burn in a heartbeat, but they don't cook if you don't cook them long enough and all this kind of stuff. So, and the same thing goes actually for my dad's side of the family, which is the traditional Duggan Christmas pudding, which he's been having since he was a kid. His aunt taught him. I've helped him with it over the years. And then over the last few years, I've started making it. I mean, it's way too much for me because I'm here by myself on the holidays a lot of the time. So, I was, but because I haven't made it yet this year. There's certainly enough for me to keep, you know, a couple portions for myself, but then I dole it out to friends as Christmas gifts. And it's a nice way to not have to deal with the whole, like, well, you don't want to buy someone something for Christmas if they're not getting you anything and blah, 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 blah. So just baking something and dropping it off, something that's homemade or handmade, is so much easier and so much nicer for everybody involved. And I have it on good authority that everybody likes the Christmas pudding. It's a traditional kind of, it's raisins and flour, sugar and spices, and then you boil the hell out of it for like 4 hours. And then you put together a brandy sauce. It's kind of like milk, butter, brandy, and sugar. Last year, funny story, Chad and Julie got a very good crop of sauce. Myself, being the last served, did not get very good sauce. It was okay, but it wasn't like I remember. Because when I made the sauce, I had put extra brandy in it, but then I didn't stir it as well as I should have. So the top part of the sauce, which is what went to Chad and Julie, from the best I can gather, was it was a hard sauce.
Brand delicious.
The light no matches near my Christmas pudding. This year I'm hoping to even that out a little bit. I'm going to be paying closer attention to that.
It was horrible, but I would honestly have taken brandy out of it. Like, if you could say anything negative about it, it had too much.
Yeah, well, because you guys would have had overkill. Like, I mean, it's meant to have about half of what you guys experienced last year. So, because you guys ended up with most of it. Peyton and Lee have received it as well. So I'm going to be doing that again this year. Tomorrow, it looks like, is when I'm going to be putting that together. So those are my big dessert things, and those are the things that I look forward to, you know, over the Christmas holidays. Peyton, what about you? Anything that's your favorite thing to get over the holidays?
Food-wise? Fruitcake from my mom.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my great grandmother used to make this fruitcake, and my great aunt, and she still does it. She's like in her 80s now, and my mother picked it up. Like, they're people that you'll drop in the house, and they're like, "You hungry?" And they turn around, and there's like a steak and all kinds of other stuff on the table, and they just always jam food in you. So she sends fruitcake up now, which is great. She'll take four or five different kinds, and then she'll just quarter up the cakes and give people, like, you know, four pieces, one from each different cake, and send them out to people, which is kind of fun. Nice to get that in the mail.
Yeah.
And she also includes, like, you know, fresh homemade jams from Newfoundland and partridge berry and baked apple and stuff like that, which is always nice. But growing up, like, food was always a huge thing around the holiday, and Mom would always stay home from church. We'd all go off to church on Christmas Eve, and everybody would come back to our house. Mm-hmm. And so we used to be like hunters and all that. So there would always be like moose and caribou and rabbit and grouse. And then there'd be like your plank salmon. Basically, be just tons and tons of food there. And it was great. You know, you'd eat so much, and it's always the first plate you'd go, and you'd have, you know, a bit of everything, a bit of the salad and stuff. And then the second plate would just meat. The third plate would just meat. Fourth plate, just meat. And then, you know, your shoulder go numb, and then you actually switch hands eating, and you know, it's good.
Meat sweats.
A couple of years ago, at my stepsister's place, one of her friends, also a hunter, brought over moose meat pie, and it was incredible.
Yeah,
I'd never had it. I mean, I'm always open to try all kinds of new foods. I like meat pie. I've had moose jerky before, but the moose meat pie was amazing.
The best thing about moose is they live free. They don't know you're going to kill them. So, you know, it's just to them. They're just walking through the woods one day, and then they're not. It's great, right?
Yeah,
so,
because the last thing you want is like a mopey moose.
If you do shoot a moose and you got to track it and stuff, the meat can get pretty bad, because as the adrenaline pumps through them, they can get, you know, the meat can get really tight.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have a nice clean shot. So, you know. Or use a truck, whatever.
Yeah, hope you have a big truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan, do you guys, do you have any favorite desserts or any favorite possibly Christmas drinks that you like?
I mean, eggnog is your classic Christmas drink. I've never had it with, like, the classic, like, rum. Like, I've never had it with alcohol. I've usually just had it straight. Maybe chuck some egg or some nutmeg in there. I've never done the rum thing.
Hmm.
I'm wondering if I'm missing out.
Yes. I think you are.
Spiced rum.
So what, like, yes.
Captain Morgan's spiced rum? Or just...
No.
No.
No, Appleton Estate is what I like.
Appleton's good. Yeah. Screech is good. Newfoundland Screech is good.
Newfoundland Screech.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm sure it's good. I never thought to put it in eggnog.
Hey,
Use what you have, right?
It takes the differences between rum when you put it in the eggnog, no matter, like, at that level, it's not going to make much of a difference if you only put in a little bit. So
but
if
it depends how you mix it, so.
Yeah, if you got some Captain Morgan sitting around at home already, don't go and buy Appleton until you've actually, geez, this is really great.
Yeah. No, I agree. Although the difference for me is that I enjoy a glass of rum straight or on the rocks, and I do not like Captain Morgan on its own.
Captain Morgan is vodka anyway, so like most of those rums are vodka. So
Yeah, exactly.
It's rum flavored vodka.
Yeah, I really enjoy scotch around the holidays, but I enjoy scotch on the weekend anyway. I feel like it's not an alcoholic drink, but I really like the gingerbread lattes from Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They smell great.
Yeah, there's enough sugar in them to kill a moose, but you know. It's the holidays, so I let myself splurge a little bit.
Port's another nice thing around Christmas, too.
Like, port?
I got a nice glass of port.
Yeah, a high-quality port.
Port
is gross.
Port or a nice sherry, you know?
So. Jocelyn has ice wine.
Yeah.
Which is
kind of
in between wine and a port, I think. So she's got a bottle of that came down from Ontario the last time we were up. So that'll be a nice treat around holidays, too.
Yeah, and the ice wine is harvested between, I think, 0 and 4 degrees or 4 and 7 degrees.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's very limited. So basically it's optimum so that all the water crystals, all the water is crystallized, but the tannins and the juices are still there. So when you press the wine on the spot, you get just pure juice. So that's why it's so much more expensive because the yield is less from the wine plus from the grapes. Plus if you screw up the crop, you'll lose everything if the temperature varies too much. So
it's delicious stuff.
Yeah. Chad, what about you?
Eggnog, obviously, shortbread cookies, standard stuff, you know, nothing crazy. I have come to appreciate a good eggnog latte, though.
Those are also good.
I've actually been able to make one at home without having a steamer or anything like that. I just put the eggnog in a pan, and as soon as the first hints of steam start coming off the pan, or it's coming off the eggnog, off the heat right away, because eggnog has egg in it, and you will cook it. As soon as that first few wisps of steam come off, and I take my little frother, those little battery-operated frothers you can get anywhere now.
Nice.
Froth the hell out of it. Pour it, and just like at the bottom of my cup, just a little hint of coffee in the bottom. Pour the frothed eggnog into it. A little, you've got your foam already, and then a little bit of nutmeg, and it's delicious.
Nice.
It's great. Yeah, if you ever you're sitting at home, you want to try it, go for it. Just don't overcook the eggnog. You'll ruin it for sure.
Yeah. My sister actually sent me a recipe for homemade eggnog the other day.
Yes. My aunt used to make it.
Yeah. She saw my tweet the other day. I had this funny story. I went to the grocery store to pick up some holiday groceries. And I'm very particular taste in milk for me down in the Maritimes. We've got three major dairies. We've got Baxter, Farmers, and Scottsburn. And I always prefer Scottsburn milk. I'm okay with everything else because most of the time it's just going in coffee anyway. But I much prefer Scottsburn milk if I'm just going to sit down and have a glass of milk with like a piece of apple pie or something over the holidays. And then last year I bought the Scottsburn eggnog and it was horrid. And I don't know what the big difference was. So this year I was like, oh God, I'm at the store and I'm looking at all three brands of eggnog and going, I don't remember which one I don't like. I know I like Scottsburn milk, but I couldn't sort it out. So finally I thought, well, obviously, like, what did I not like? It was either, it was too sweet or it was too rich or a bit of both. So I turned everything around and I started looking at the sugar content for, I think it's a half cup. And both Scottsburn and Baxter were up over 20 or 22 grams of sugar per serving. Farmers was at 16. I couldn't believe the difference. And what's funny is that Farmers has got the ugliest carton you can imagine for eggnog. It's like orange. It's like bright orange.
And it's got the big bowl of eggnog on it.
That's
the classic one.
It's straight out of 1974. So I ended up getting it, and it's Farmer's eggnog that I prefer. And
did you hide it in your basket so no one would see you walking with it?
No, I didn't care. I didn't care. But the mistake, I mean, I bought a liter thinking that, if I'm wrong, it's only $2.50 or whatever it was. But now I'm out. I have to go get more. So we'll be going to do that tomorrow, but I'll be picking up a 2-liter tomorrow. So we can have it over the holidays for everybody and stuff like that. But yeah, eggnog is a favorite of mine too. One thing that I was curious with the homemade recipe that Andrea had sent me is that there's a lot of like whipping eggs and whites and yolks separately and then folding them all into one another.
Yeah.
And this guy's recipe had a lot less sugar than over-the-counter stuff, which is what his major complaint was about eggnog. But it also included the brandy rum of your choice in the actual mix. Like you put it all together and put it in the fridge with the alcohol mixed in.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was really interesting because I'm always having to do it on, you know, one glass at a time.
I don't think I remember my aunt making it as a kid, and to this day, I'm sure she's never purchased eggnog from a store since then. So I don't know if I could maybe do something and get that from you for you just to compare if you want. I don't know if you want to make it.
No, sure. Not. I'll send you guys the recipe as well. I mean, it was just in the email, it was just like a link or something like that she sent me. So I'll put that on.
I say if you are going to make it, though, I would recommend using fresher ingredients. Like go to a local farmer's market, getting some free range eggs, getting some, you know, some local, you know, produced milk and all that stuff. And you know, because we get all our eggs at the market, and sometimes when we run it, we go to the local superstore and get some. And even just the quality of the shell on the free range eggs is like a lot thicker than the getting the stores. So, you know, you might want to get a fresher, better product, which will give you a better eggnog.
Well, right? we're going to borrow Dad's car over the next couple of days to finish our Christmas shopping and do some stuff. So I'll take a look at that.
Yeah.
Ryan, before we let you go, any special or quirky things about the holidays that you do as a tradition?
Well, I mean, one thing that's, you mentioned free range eggs, and as a kid, I grew up on a farm, so we had like laying hens and meat turkeys and meat chickens and stuff like that.
I didn't know that. Right on.
Yeah, so and we had a whole like pigs, cows. We had all the animals you couldn't ride. So I mean, it wasn't a fun farm.
you haven't had any fun until you tried a jousting match on the back of a pig.
Yeah.
Well, they were. I don't know.
Somebody's been reading Game of Thrones.
Ever since what was that movie? The one where the pigs eat people. Well, ever since that movie, I've just never been able to go near pigs unless they're like in the form of bacon. We have this weird tradition. So whenever we go home for the holidays or whenever we're eating for the holidays and we have a big turkey on the table, we'd always have family over or whatever who are from the city or, you know, are used to buying their turkeys either from us or from like a store because we sold the turkeys as well. And as we're eating, we would always call the turkey by some generic name to kind of freak out. Like, could you pass Teddy's dark meat there? Just pass it across the table.
His left leg, Teddy's left leg.
Like, oh man, Teddy's just been working out. This is delicious. What have you been feeding Teddy?
Teddy was right-handed. That might be a little bit tough. I'll take the left.
You knew him that well.
Like, yeah.
Do you remember he used to sit in that corner right there?
Yeah, I mean, it helps because then, you know, they don't eat as much of Teddy and then you get more. Right? Because they feel bad.
You should have called him Tiny Tim.
I killed my grandmother's Thanksgiving turkey when I was 11 and I missed it, the neck on the, all the neck on the first swing. The second swing, I was coated in blood.
That's awesome.
So horrible, man. I'm 11 years old. I'm standing there and I have blood all over me.
I mean, to get into that, like living on the farm, we did it once where we did our batch of chickens ourselves, but ever since then it's like, nope, this is too much work and way too messy and disgusting. You're gonna pay somebody else to do it.
We had a chicken coop growing up as well, and we I'm not sure what happened to all the chickens. We had this one rooster, and it was a big leghorn, probably about 20 pounds, something like that. So Dad got him in his head that he would have that for Christmas dinner, and that was the toughest animal I've ever eaten. It was gross, man. We called him Jake, right? Jake the rooster. So we had Jake for Christmas dinner.
Wow. And,
not a very tasty meal at all.
Too funny. Well, Ryan, thanks for stopping by, man.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm really happy that that you had the chance to come over. Is there anything special going on in the world of video games over the holidays?
Pretty much all the video games are out by this point. But I mean, if you're looking for a plug, like the Gamers Inn is doing their Game of the Year episode on Christmas Eve. So it sort of fits right into the Christmas.
And where can one find the Gamers Inn?
They can find that at the gamersinpodcast.com, Peyton. Everyone should have that bookmarked by now, though, I would think, having listened to TCC.
I would hope so.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Better. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna tune in and hang out because I don't often get a chance to just sit and relax and enjoy the show live. A lot of times I'm catching up on iTunes afterwards. But good stuff. Cool. I've really been enjoying the show lately, man. It's going really well. And you guys are now part of the A-Move network.
Yes. In the new year, we're going to be moving to Fridays at 8, I think. It's either 8 or 8:30. But anyways, yeah, we're going to be moving to Fridays to be more scheduled. And with that, we're going to be on the A-Move network, moving back to justin.tv. I think we're going to sort out some sort of video for that as well. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, they have some great shows, and I'm really happy to be joining that that group of shows.
Cool, man. Well, I'm sure I'll be talking to you between now and Christmas, obviously, because I'll be stopping by the new show. But on the off chance that I miss it, happy holidays. All our best to Ashley as well.
Oh, thank you.
Cool, man. And we'll have to have you back on in the new year sometime.
Yeah, sure. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody and to you three. And, you know, just enjoy yourselves and be safe. Yeah,
thanks, man. You too.
Okay, cheers.
All right.
Right on. The A-Move Network, for anybody that's wondering, is actually Garrett Weinzierl's network. That's where StarCast, This Week in Blizz, and now Biggest Fan are all part of one big happy podcasting family.
Cool.
Family there. Cool. So yeah, we've got one more section here to get us through, which is the holiday music section. Chad, any holiday music favorites?
Yeah, buddy. I love my Ray Charles, That Spirit of Christmas. It's featured in the movie we've already discussed this evening, Christmas Vacation. It's where Clark's up in the attic watching the old movies.
Oh, that's Ray Charles, is it?
Yeah, Ray Charles, That's the Spirit of Christmas, yeah. Otis Redding, White Christmas, very good. I'm keeping with the Motown feel, I guess, with this stuff. But yeah, those are my two favorites. The other one is kind of funny that, remember the old Sobeys commercial?
Yeah.
Star of Christmas. Yeah, I found that video the other day and put that up. So that's a classic. I'll maybe put it in the show notes or I'll put it in the chat right now. So people want to go and check this out. It's something from our childhood that was always on, and it wasn't Christmas unless that played on TV. That's for sure. Yeah, that's a classic. Star of Christmas. I think it was actually, what school was it? The choir in it was from St. Agnes School, I believe, or Westmount over in Halifax. It was the school choir that was from that. So, yeah. Anyways, I think I made a comment on Twitter or Facebook the other day that the only commercial I remember more than that one is the old Casino Taxi commercial. So,
which actually works, because last week we were at a Christmas party. And we needed a cab, and I couldn't remember any cab. So that jingle came in my head, and we had the number. So I'm
like, oh,
yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah, I've got them plugged into my phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. What about you, Peyton? Anything?
I've got my friend Krista. She, every year or so, she gives me a new Christmas CD called Snow It's Not. And she's like compilation she does up of just different her favorites and stuff. So I've got probably about 150 Christmas songs on my computer, and I listen to them all year round. But one of them that always sticks in my mind is a song called The Mummer's Song. I'm from Newfoundland, and many of our listeners may not be familiar with this tradition, but it's called mummering or jannying. And basically, on the 12 days of Christmas, people go from door to door in their communities, ideally in small communities back in the day, and they would go dressed up in all manner of get up, you know, Long John stuff, you know, wearing women's clothes and, you know, cross dressing or whatever, and their faces would be covered. And they get to the house, and if they were welcome to the house, they'd come into the house and they would do some, you know, like a dance or music or jokes or whatever. And the host would always try to guess the identities and before offering them food or drink. So, and then once they figure it out, then you sit down, you have a couple of drinks and stuff like that, and then you go to the next house. And by the end of the night, you're pretty toasty. Plus, you've seen all your friends and that, right? So it started off back in the 19th century and started dying off. And then in the mid-80s, a band called Semini, they did a song about the mummers. And it revived that tradition. So it sort of died off again a bit now because, you know, you've got a dozen people showing up in hoods, you know, with faces covered, wanting to come into your house for some free booze, you know. it's not a real big thing nowadays. So generally some people might call ahead and someone in the house might know they're coming. So, but I put a link in the notes to the only version I could find, like on YouTube or whatever. And the video is from back in '86, so it's a pretty poor video. And someone edited out and put a little section in the middle of like a, I don't know, an accordion solo, which doesn't really fit in with the song. But anyway, it gives people an idea what it is. I'll throw that in the show notes in the chat room as well. But yeah, it's always makes me laugh. So anyway.
Cool.
We're checking it. How about you, Joe? What gets your toes a-tapping during the holidays?
Toes a-tapping? Well, it's not so much the toes a-tapping as it is the whistling that happens. When Jocelyn and I were trimming the tree, I put on some Christmas music. I've accumulated a list of some classic stuff I like on iTunes over the years. And Nat King Cole, Bing Crosby are my kind of classic go-tos. I really like the Vince Guaraldi trio, which does all of the music from the Charlie Brown specials, which is funny because I don't like the Charlie Brown specials themselves. The music from them is actually really quite nice. And I like jazz.
From Halifax.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's and as the house band, I guess, or the studio band, they don't get any royalties. So every Christmas he's like, you know, because the music is everywhere. So the little like... that's all him. He's like, son of a...
Wow. Anyway. All right, then.
Yeah.
So. Happy story for the holidays, from the Maritimes. so those are the ones that I really like. But one of the things that I introduced Jocelyn to, and she thinks I'm a big goob for liking it, is I'm the Happiest Christmas Tree by Nat King Cole, which I will not sing, but you can look it up. Ugh. And it is a perky, super fun little jingle. And it's certainly something that immediately throws me to the holidays. I mean, Bing Crosby is in so much marketing and you hear it on the radio all the time. Like it's in Shoppers Drug Mart on like November 1st and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's not, it starts to lose a little bit of the charm because it gets overplayed, but you don't often hear Nat King Cole when you're out in shopping and stuff like that. And if you do, it's usually something a little bit more like a classical Christmas carol or a hymn. So to have this kind of original song that I don't know whether he wrote it or whether he was recording it for somebody else back in the day, but it's a fun little song and it's one of my favorites.
Cool.
So, yeah, well that wraps up our music section. The emails and voicemails were all kind of mashed into callers and bringing people into the show. So if you want to email the show for the new year, if you have some ideas that you want us to talk about as far as, you know, sci-fi, fantasy, entertainment, or possibly tell us how your New Year's went, we would encourage drunk emailing. That would be highly entertaining. if you'd like to send one, you can send it to thecitadelcafe@gmail.com. And the Citadel Cafe is also our handle on Twitter. Drunk tweets are also welcome over New Year's. So we will hopefully get a few interesting entries into that realm and read them all or listen to them all. If you want to leave us a voicemail via MP3, that's fine too. We'll listen to those in the new year on our show on January 2nd. So the internet minute, or the holiday internet minute, as I've so put it, it was really hard to kind of come up with original kind of Christmassy type things. I didn't want to kind of fall into too much of a stereotype. And I saw this and it just barely fits into Christmas because it's very wintry. And that is footage on io9.com of the largest iceberg ever caught on film calving. I thought it was caving. I thought it was carving, but I looked it up and it's calving, C-A-L-V-I-N-G. So calving. And is basically this iceberg breaking apart, but it is ginormous. And you absolutely have to see this footage to believe it. It's like the end of the world. Which might be a premonition for Friday. It is
warming.
Well, precisely. But it's part of a larger documentary that I am now very interested in seeing after hearing the filmmaker speak about what he was seeing and having seen all of those things caught on film. It is epic. So if you have a chance, check out the iceberg breakup on IO9. The link is in the chat room and it will also be in the show notes. Peyton, what about you? Any holiday picks for this week?
Just one, actually. If you are participating in any ugly Christmas sweater parties,
nice.
There is a app for that. Back in Halloween, there was a couple guys that had a thing called Digital Dudes with a Z, and they had a Halloween app with a bunch of gore and stuff. And basically, you put your iPad or your iPhone underneath your sweater, and you cut a hole in it, and you got like gross stuff. Anyway, they also did one for Christmas. And it's a free app, and it's really quite funny. And it's a fireplace or Rudolph's Red Nose or a snow globe, and you can put your picture in a snow globe, all that stuff. But the fireplace one is quite funny because he actually builds a three-dimensional fireplace in front of the sweater and puts his iPad behind it with a flame.
Yeah.
And it's really quite funny. And if you are doing anything like that, I would recommend this because it would be the ugliest sweater, even uglier than a Cosby sweater. But still, also, you know, if you're somewhere and you want a little Christmassy, you know, feel, you can have the a animated fireplace on your iPad, and you can feel all Christmassy with that. So,
is it a free app?
It's a free app. Nice. Yeah, I guess they had like 3 million people download their Halloween one or something. So this is sort of a thank you. There's no ads on it. There's no in-app purchases. It's just a free little hey, happy Christmas, guys. So yeah,
nice, very cool. Mr. Merlin, what about you, sir?
Oh, well, because of the Halifax explosion, you said that you posted that the Nova Scotia Archive Twitter account was live tweeting the Nova Scotia or the Halifax explosion. So that was you, Joel, that led me to this, that I decided to start following them anyway, right? So, which led me to find a link that there is a Duggan married to a Merlin back in the 1800s in Nova Scotia.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. I don't remember which one was the man and which one was the woman, but there's a link, and I was like, what the deuce? What is that? I'll have to find it. I'll send you the link where I found the names where they were married. It's just a marriage certificate is all that's in there, but it was a Duggan married a Merlin.
No kidding. You know what? I will pass it on to my dad. He's retired, and will be more than happy to look that stuff up. Because funny story about the Halifax explosion is that my great-great-great-grandfather was in it.
Yeah, oh yeah, me too. I got all kinds of people that were in it too.
Yeah, the story, there was a book written a little while ago, and I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me right
Shattered
now.
Shattered City?
That could have been it. But Dad actually got a copy, and I think he went to go get it signed by the author, because, of course, Dad knew that it was his great-great-grandfather that was in the explosion. The story has it that he was asleep on a houseboat on the Dartmouth side.
Okay.
And woke up in the trees in his underwear.
Yeah, I've heard people ended up in my great great grandmother ended up in a tree, as far as I know too. Wow. Isn't that nuts? Nuts.
That's insane. Yeah. Nuts. Yeah.
But what gets me to my pick is that they tweeted weird Christmas cards from the past, and I'll put those. Oops, I closed the chat room. We'll put them in the show notes. But there's one. It's a Christmas baby, and it's a really scary looking kid in a basket. Bright sunshine this Christmas, and all the time, all thy days. And then there's another one where there's like a kid riding some kind of rabbity dog, jumping over a head of cabbage, and with compliments of the season. I don't know if you guys can open them up.
I'm posting in the chat room now. These are odd.
And then if you go like three or four in, you see Santa dressed up and kids in leggings and stuff. Joyous Christmas greetings. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting thing to share of the holidays. And
yeah, the kid, the little baby almost looks like a China doll.
It's sad, man. It's scary.
Very
it's
so weird. Scary. Yeah, yeah. It's funny how things change, you know, over time. What's hip and cool back then is just so strange, you know, to us now. I mean, even the 80s are a bewilderment to me. But, you know, that's just me. I am old after all.
You're drunk all through the 80s, so.
Yeah, well, there's that too. I mean, I was a heavy drinker at 10, you know. That's just how I rolled.
Milk.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Citadel Cafe, where we did our first holiday special. Woohoo! Yeah, and I think it passed us by, but we've been podcasting for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our first episode was in November of 2011. but we were only doing monthly shows because we didn't know if it was going to stick. So we didn't really start doing weekly shows until the new year. So I don't know whether this is really the anniversary, but it's like almost kind of a year. Yeah. So we'll go with that because, you know, we're kind of fly by the rum in the bottom of our eggnog kind of show. So that's where we are now. Coming up in the new year, like I said, on January 2nd will be episode 48 and all kinds of fun stuff coming your way there. If you did not catch us live, you can catch us on iTunes as well as our website, thecitadelcafe.com. We record the show Wednesday nights at 7:30 Eastern right here on starcrossedonline.com/live. And like I said, in the email section, thecitadelcafe@gmail.com and the Citadel Cafe on the various social networks like Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus is where you can find us. The iTunes portion of the show is actually really important. It's one of the best ways for the show to reach new listeners. So if you like the show, give us an early Christmas gift and head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We will be more than happy to give you a shout out on the new show, show in the new year. And it's, like I said, one of the best ways for the show to get out and get into new ear holes. And burrow in there and stay.
Make homes.
And fester. It's it's an interesting experience. As Ryan mentioned, the Gamers Inn is coming up with their Game of the Year episode on December 24th. I don't remember the time of day off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure it's in the afternoon, given that all the family stuff that generally happens later on in the evening. I want to say it's around 1 or 2 Atlantic, so maybe 2 or 3 Eastern. You can follow Gamers Inn on the Gamers Inn on Twitter and gamersinpodcast.com for details on that upcoming episode. My name is Joel Duggan. Since the day I was born, I put all of my content right now on starcrossedonline.com, where I post a new comic every Monday. And also my book, Starcross Volume 1, is on sale and shipping in the store. If you'd like to read it as a collected work under the Christmas tree, possibly with the fire, I will do my best to send it out ASAP. It will not make it for Christmas, but you might get it before the Christmas tree comes down.
Yay!
Yeah, so that's it for me. Peyton, where can people find you online?
Cardboardtreehouse.com and the Twitter with the Peyton Francis, as well as the Facebook and all that fun stuff. And probably lying on the floor by the Christmas tree covered in eggnog and cookie dust.
Nice.
How about you, Chad?
Yeah, same place as always. You can find me on Twitter. You won't see much of me on there lately right now, though. A little busy with other things in the old live, as you know what I mean. I'm on Twitter at Chad Marone. So have fun.
Good
with
stuff.
That.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the holiday special of the Citadel Cafe, where we are eggnog, rum, and figgy pudding, but you can only pick two.
Bring us your figgy pudding, oh, bring us your figgy pudding,
oh, bring us your figgy pudding, and happy new year.